Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Today, snowbird Cindy Small returns with a vivid description of poolside life.
Let me share with you about officially becoming a snowbird, living part-time in a 55-plus community. It is very much like a college dorm. Only the heartbeat of the community is the pool. The veins and arteries of the pool consist of the same characters desperately seeking a daily dose of sun, water, melanoma, conversation, and robust laughter, and at times a few tears. We are a group therapy session minus a therapist, bobbing heads in the water. As I proceed forward with my story, I will protect the innocent and elderly by not giving their true names. In reality, they would adore their names revealed. On top of the nearby whiteboard list of pool rules is no peeing in the pool and no politics. After all, our plumbing is not as sturdy as years ago. Plus, we have big political opinions. Pool rules are sacred. Conversation starters are, how do you feel? Or, how is your blood pressure? And, what meds are you on? Sounds like a downer, but this information is damn good. Hair, fashion, automotive, and medical advice is given on the spot, whether you need it or not. Some residents arrive quietly, pool towel in hand and holding disguised cocktail in a water jug. They notice how outrageous our pool humor is and soon are initiated into our group. It's an invitation to get crazy in the water and let all thoughts hang out, as we have all had a life well lived and nothing to lose, except maybe drowning. The enclosed giant bathtub of chlorinated water is full of colorful characters. The early morning regulars demand a lounge chair when the sun appears. Golden rule, do not save another chair for anyone. Your supplies include super thick beach towels, number 1000 sunscreen, cocktails disguised as water, plus snacks. The pool sign says no food or drink allowed, but you can bet Big Jake has just returned from Wawa. Burgers warm, in a bag dripping grease, crispy chicken, huge bags of chips, and bottles of soda all stationed on the table underneath the umbrella. A radio blaring 1960s hits is a must for digestion. Finally, there is the usual cast of characters. The main one is Max, patron saint of dogs. This senior is not only owner of a Vietnam Purple Heart, but owns a Golden Heart in his chest as well. He sits daily in front of the pool gate with huge bags of dog snacks. Every dog, every breed in a condo of 5,000 residents await a treat. Max is 88 and knows every dog's name. Then there is Carmine. Once a Brooklyn mobster, short hairy Carmine arrives with his pink flamingo pool shirt, short shorts, and a huge gold cross around his neck and matching pinky ring. Carmine never swims in the pool, just sits and does storytelling about the many strip clubs he owns in Florida. He cares deeply about the condo, and whenever a hurricane hits and everyone evacuates, he stands in the street with his shotgun, protecting all of our belongings. Rosetta is the 92-year-old lady, guaranteed never to sink to the bottom of the pool. She wears more gold jewelry than all pawn shops in Florida, and always stays above water with full facial makeup. Rosetta has a Rolodex listing, every extraordinary doctor in every specialty in Florida. From bunions to open heart surgery, she is your go-to gold gal. Let me take a moment to say not one female in the pool has ever wet their hair. Their hair is a spiritual thing never to be touched by chlorinated water. For those wearing wigs, they are sprayed to scalps with the universe's most powerful glue. Trixie is 82 years old and has a figure of Marilyn Monroe. She never swims and only soaks up sun in the pool lounger. What she does do is walk 12 miles a day. Dark as an almond, Trixie loves any and all donuts, particularly Boston creams. Jean and Harold, the only couple duo in the pool since wives outlive husbands. Both are plastered to a noodle between their legs, and the couple never moves. Totally covered by wet-dry suits from hand to foot, they claim the sun is their enemy. Jean and Harold are a powerhouse of knowledge and trivia and consider themselves floating encyclopedias. You can absorb only 15 minutes listening to them. Aging joints and arthritis no more, our condo pool is a sacrosanct place for gossip, opinions, and medical advice. The buoyancy of the water gives everyone a fresh outlook on life. Remember, just because you may not be at the beach, the pool is great, but follow the rules.
Decatur resident Cindy Small splits her time between North Alabama and South Florida and loves telling stories about each. You can hear Cindy's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and you can also explore the whole Sundial archive while you're there. And join us again next Monday morning at 9 for another episode of Sundial here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.